You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. That's in Galatians 5:4. Jesus began, "Now you can feel the loss of grace and favor, so you are in a better place to weigh your desires against holy decisions." "I can feel the loss of grace, Jesus. I don't like this feeling." Materialism is your Achilles heel. They have plotted a course for your destruction through indulging in that. You will be wise, my love, to completely cut them off. Please? Okay. I am making that decision now. Lord, help me preserve holy poverty. I am with you, Claire, and will give you more strength. Every little thing you deny yourself counts for forward motion and overcoming all sorts of temptations. You must be strong in your resolve to persevere. Deny yourself and follow me. There are many trials yet to come, so ready yourself, my bride. Oh, Jesus, I want to go home. Not just yet, beloved, but soon. That's my favorite word, soon. Jesus continued, "I know it is the same with many of my children. Patience is running out, but rest assured that my mercy is making headway by leaps and bounds because of your sacrifices. The whole world waits on bated breath for that very moment. Oh, what a day that shall be, when all creation rejoices in the liberation from sin and darkness. What a day that shall be. It is inconceivable to you at present, but I promise you all, the suffering and waiting will be well worth it, beyond your wildest dreams. Prepare yourselves, my children, prepare yourselves. Those who are ready will rejoice with unspeakable joy. So great will be their reward. The remorse of sin and neglect of the soul will dampen joy for others. That is why we are working with you to remove those things, so you may have the utmost joy in that hour of your redemption. How joyful it will be for those who live for others and demonstrate the heart of the gospel. How great your reward, my steady ones. I would love for you and I to practice in the ballroom the final dance we will celebrate. I want this dance so very real to you. When you see me come to you, beloved, take my hand in yours and follow me. It will be an encouragement to the rest of the community. All of you, my dear ones, all of you will dance with me in this glorious and joyful occasion. So it doesn't hurt for you to practice. Prayer time is also for rejoicing and flowing freely with my spirit. All of heaven rejoices when you take my hand as we approach the dance floor. This is a traditional wedding rite that celebrates and seals our vows." And that was the end of his message. Dear family, do your very best not to live solely for yourself. We must care for the needs all around us to our utmost capacity.